Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Mario and Pemba will be with us from Fox Sports Detroit at 9:30. Pitchers report on Monday for the Detroit Tigers, so we'll talk a little Tigers baseball. Also, we'll have at 10:30 Vince Ellis of the Detroit Free Press, who covers the Pistons. We'll talk about that whole ownership change and the Pistons getting walloped by the Heat last night. I got to tell you, Scott, the Pistons, just real quick before we get back to this collective bargaining agreement, I watched them last night. It's not that they don't try. They're just an awful basketball team, bottom line.
Yeah, there's not a ton of talent on that squad.
They put some effort in, but they're an awful basketball team. All right, going back to this collective bargaining agreement, we thought we'd touch on it again because that was a lot of info that we gave you in that last segment. Just to recap real quick, the major issue, okay, the major issue is the revenue sharing. The NFL gets $9 billion a year. They take a $1 billion credit, which means there's $8 billion to go around between the NFLPA and the owners. Now the owners under the new collective bargaining agreement want a $2 billion credit, which means it would be a $7 billion total revenue between the players and the owners. Do I have that correct, Scott?
Yep, they want about $0.5 billion more in hand. So $500 million they want in hand to start off the season.
Okay, and break down real quick the numbers money-wise that the players would be taking in cut if this negotiation worked out.
Okay, so right now it works out. The players union gets $4.8 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that the owners want it for next year, going by this year's numbers still, the same cut, they'd flip it where it'd be 4.2 for the players, 4.8 for the owners. And the way the players are willing to go is 50-50, 4.5 apiece.
Okay, there you go. So that's where we're at this point. Okay, and the revenue sharing is the main reason why they're canceling meetings. It's not the 18-game schedule. It's not the rookie pay scale. It's the revenue sharing. Okay, and as we've talked about, okay, the main thing that I want to know about, the main issue here is, why are the owners hiding their financial reports from the players? Because that's what the players want. The players want to see the financial reports from the owners to make sure that they are actually losing money. Because if they're losing money, it's simple economics. Okay, you can't spend more than you take in and expect to stay a quality league, to stay a profitable league. It's just, it's not possible if you lose more money than you make. Okay, so why are the owners staying away from giving them the franchise information financially? Do you think it's because they don't want to give them information to give them more negotiating? Do you think they're hiding something? Scott, what is your personal opinion? And obviously, this is all speculating. But, you know, I think it's important now that we get into to our opinions of this now that we've explained what's going on.
I think it's got to be they don't want to give any leverage. During these negotiations, I mean, they've got a month to get this done. They don't want to give, I mean, it's 0.6 billion, 600 million they're talking about.
Yeah.
And like you said, if there is something there in those records, you don't want to let your players see that. You don't want to give them a reason to be upset or to give them leverage for anything.
Yeah. If they were losing money, it'd be a no-brainer. And I think the Players Association would be okay with it and saying, okay, we're losing money. We got to take steps back, okay? If the entire league reflects what the Green Bay Packers are reflecting, which is the Green Bay Packers last year made an additional $10.9 million in revenue but lost $14 million in player salaries. Now, over 1 year, that's not a big deal. Over 1 year, okay, the Green Bay Packers are losing money. But overall, they're still in a profitable team. But if every team is losing $4 million a year because of player salaries, okay, that's not a formula for being a successful league, not in the future. So if that's the case, the players need to know about that, and they're going to be more accepting of that. They're going to want to know that so they can negotiate, okay? But I think that the owners are making a big profit, Scott, and I think they don't want to show the players, look, we want this money. Oh, by the way, we're still a very profitable league.
Yeah, guys like that, if you don't buy a sports team unless you have a lot of money. Now, I have heard in other places that you don't buy a team unless you know you're ready to lose some money because it's not necessarily profitable. But yeah, it'd be cut and dry of saying, look, we're not sure what we're going to be able to do. We're losing this much money every season. And that directly, and you could just tie it to, that directly affects how much we can pay you.
Now, I understand where the owners are coming from, because let's face it, at this point, player salaries are getting towards the ridiculous.
That's the biggest question that I have. In your opinion, what's the most important part? Obviously, for the negotiations, it's this. This is the biggest thing. But for you and I, we're just fans of the game. What's the biggest thing to fix in your mind? Is it the 18 games? Is it the money right now, or the rookie wages?
No, actually, to me, and I'm probably in the minority on this, I think the biggest thing is player benefits after retirement. That's my biggest thing. Okay, and to be honest, it's because they go hard every Sunday. Okay, actually, there's two issues. Okay, there's the player benefits, and also the NFLPA has got to get it together with teaching their players how to spend their money correctly. Okay, and that's not really a labor issue, but I would really love to see them fix on how they teach players how to spend their money, because then we wouldn't run into this problem of players spending all their money and not having money for benefits after they retire. But to me, if you're going to sacrifice, especially if there becomes an 18-game season, if you're going to sacrifice your body, okay, because we see, okay, running backs by the decade get less and less years on their tires, okay, before they break down. Okay, so to me, player benefits after retirement is a huge issue, and I think the players deserve it. I think because of the state that the NFL is in, that is a direct result of the players. So if the players are working this hard to make the league popular, you have to reward them by taking care of them after they have retired. But that's just my personal opinion. Now, as far as the issues on the table that we've talked about, I think this 18-game schedule thing is a little bit silly. Okay, if you look at a lot of the polls that are coming out, most people, most fans are voting that they want the 16-game schedule. They don't want the 18-game schedule. And I think the 18-game schedule, while it's fantastic for making more money, okay, it's going to be poor quality football for the first couple of weeks, because you need those preseason games to figure out your roster. You need those preseason games to get yourself in midseason form. Okay, you think the first 2 weeks are bad now because players aren't in midseason form yet? You're going to have 4 weeks at the beginning of the year where you have rusty players that are not playing well. Not to mention, people can clinch their playoff berths earlier in the season, meaning you may sit out guys for longer at the end of the season. So I think this 18-game schedule thing's a little silly.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. But I also do think there's a huge problem with the rookie wages. I would say that I'd put that as a bigger kind of irritation for me over the 18 games. I don't want to see 18 games. I'm perfectly happy with 16. I've had no problems.
It makes perfect for a fantasy season.
Yeah, and I have no problem sitting there for 16, 17 weeks with the bye week watching football on TV all 17 weeks. I don't care about the preseason. It doesn't bother me. I don't need two extra games in there. But the rookie wages, that does really bother me, where you get paid a lot for not doing anything.
Yeah, any other job you're in, okay, if you've been working there for 5 or 6 years and some dude comes in with no experience and gets paid double your salary, you're going to be pretty upset about it. We'll talk more CBA as the day goes along. But up next, we got the Junk Bin. TCU chickens out on Wisconsin. Pistons, Red Wings. It's all coming up next here on Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.